Professor Chip Fletcher has taken a long, close look at Hawaii's shorelines, and he sees change ahead. It's really not easy to talk about climate change.
I agree with you. You just have to laugh at it, because once you understand the details of this, once you get your head into it, it's petrifying.
Almost paralyzing.
Panic-inducing.
Professor Chip Fletcher is a coastal marine geologist working on Hawaii issues since 1991. He says we've got an epidemic here. 70% of the beaches he's measured are in a state of chronic erosion.
Sea level rise manifests itself in several ways. One is beach erosion.
Fletcher cites Waimanalo and Kailua as examples. Built on sand, Fletcher says that sand will erode away and the beach will move inland. Seawater, he says, is also filling our storm drains, so when it rains, there's nowhere for the water to go except flood the streets.
Now, for a couple of decades, Mapunapuna has been experiencing this flooding, and it's gotten worse and worse.
Some estimates would have 2 feet of sea level rise by early in the second half of this century.
And so we're looking at the same situation that occurs in Mapunapuna, slowly evolving in Waikiki, in Kaka'ako, portions of Kailua, Waimanalo, up on the North Shore. Any coastal community in Hawaii has this in their future. And there are estimates for that to happen within the next 2 decades.
Fletcher notes the new condominiums in Kaka'ako probably plan for a lifespan of 50 years or more.
I don't hear anything about the sea level rise adaptation plans from the developers of these condominiums, but I assume that they are taking it into account, because if they're not, if they build these things and then they sell them to someone and they walk away, they're sticking the buyer with the problem.
Fletcher says Miami's been fighting this for a decade, and they've raised roads, seawalls, and foundations. That's probably our direction.
And here we have warmed only 1 degree C, and we are on the pathway to 3 degrees C. 3 degrees C world is not a place most of us want to live in.
Why?
The socioeconomic fabric of many communities will deteriorate. And there's an example of that that's already happening.
Fletcher cites the drought that hit Syria in the early 2000s. It triggered a migration to Syrian cities that years later has become political upheaval and 6 million refugees at Europe's borders.
Large parts of the planet will become unlivable. You'll have temperatures of 130 to 140 degrees in the summertime. You can't grow food. You can't be outside. So there's going to be millions of people that are climate change refugees moving around the world and depending on existing countries' hospitality and humanity to take care of them.
Sobering. But Fletcher sees hope in state and city planning efforts we should hear more about next year. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.